Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the National Finance Committee. My name is Tracy Rosenberg, and I'm the chair and a listener rep from KPFA. It is May 24th at 5:34 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our secretary, R. Paul Martin, is not here right now, so I'm going to go ahead and call the roll. Forgive me, it'll be a bit slow because this is not my usual job. Okay, starting from the East Coast. Alex Kleinberg?
Here.
Thanks. R. Paul Martin?
R. Paul.
Oh, great. Okay. I was just calling the roll badly. Would you like to take over?
Okay, are we on stream?
We are.
We are. Okay, one second. Let me get up here. I'll start the roll. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Prozier.
Hey, Bill, father-in-law passed away, and if that needs to be a...
Okay, not here.
Not Campbell here, Johnson. That's right.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Is that Alex here?
Here.
Okay. Barbara Wipperman?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Bruce Wolf?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum. What time
and
did
Arlene Engelhardt is here, too.
Okay, what time did we start?
We began at 5:34 Pacific Standard, 8:34 Eastern.
Okay, thank you.
You missed like nothing.
Did you call Campbell Johnson?
Yes, I did.
Paul?
Put you in now, yes.
Okay, I didn't hear it.
Okay, so just to make a couple of things clear, Bill Crozier requested an excused absence due to a death in the family. So we are going to excuse that absence unless there's any objection.
Well, it's a point of order, actually. These committees don't get excused absences.
I know what you're saying, R. Paul, but I know there was some activity last year regarding recording these kinds of things for multiple unexcused absences. So I thought the protocol had changed to at least observing these things. But I can just leave that as a point of information. It doesn't need to be a formal process.
Okay.
That's
fine. The minutes carry who's here, so.
Okay.
The chair can announce at the top of the meeting why somebody isn't here for a specific reason, and I can put that in a minute.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, and then the other announcement is that Bruce Wolf is in transit, so he has requested, after checking in for the meeting, to take off after that. And is planning to do that. So, Bruce, I think you're relieved of duty.
Sounds like he's gone.
Okay. So everybody else knows now, too. All right. So we have a draft agenda that was sent out with the meeting notice that you all would have received at about 3 o'clock in the morning Pacific time.
I didn't get it. I don't see it.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and email out the draft agenda to everybody. In the meantime, I'll read it out loud. It's not that complicated, and we'll see it if we can approve it. It suggests that we will approve the draft agenda, number one, take a look at the April 10th minutes and approve them, number two. Number three was a double check-in item on pending items from last week that included the treasurer's meeting to discuss the problems with report writer and the maybe an update from R. Paul on the BAI LSB issue that we had discussed with their finance committee. Item four was to complete a KPFK 6-month review. Item five was to complete a BAI 6-month review. Item six was to continue the KPFA 6-month review if that was necessary. And number seven was just a check-in from whichever stations have treasurers present about how the budget prep process was going.
Barbara, for a comment.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and email that out. Yes, Barbara.
Item number two, isn't it May 10th minutes that we're going to be looking at?
Yes, it certainly is. That is correct. Sorry. Any other comments about the draft agenda? Do people want to wait until they get it, which will be soon, or does anyone want to make a motion to approve it?
I move to
approve. Well, I have one comment. I thought WBAI was before KPFK. Who was that laughing, Alex?
I am willing to accept an amendment to place WBAI before KPFK. Let me say that.
I'm open for discussion here. Come on, guys from New York.
I would assume the person whose permission you need there is the WBAI treasurer.
Is that Alex or R. Paul? I'm confused.
R. Paul.
It's R. Paul.
Okay.
I'm not even. I haven't seen this yet, so I'm not sure what we're. Okay, read that item again because I was writing stuff down and I'm waiting.
Well, this is like a continuation from last time when you were asked to do this and you said you weren't ready yet about going over the 6 months.
Yeah, I don't care what order I'm in.
So are you ready to present tonight?
Which station goes before which station? I'm totally agnostic on what order the station's going.
So you're ready to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, can I go second, Tracy? Because, you know, I'd rather the more experienced people go before me. I mean, this is my first time, and I'm nervous.
So it sounds like you're making an amendment to swap items 4 and 5.
Okay.
So let's assume that you're doing that.
Okay.
Are there any other changes or modifications to the agenda besides those two?
Barbara, I think actually I finally did complete the 6 month review, so it's probably not necessary to talk about it anymore.
Okay, so we could just kick.
I know I initially said I was partially ready, but we did go all the way through it, so.
Okay, great.
Drop that one.
Okay.
Ken, just a point of information. I don't seem to be getting your emails.
Yes.
So could somebody just check my registration? I guess that's our fault, right?
Nothing seems to have hit the, let me go in the website and look. Nothing seems to have hit the list yet. And if I can get past that Yahoo sign-in page, we'll just go look on the website, which is sort of canonical. And
I'm seeing the agenda on the calendar of the Pacifica.
I do KBFTX, also.
So it's there.
And I also got the Gmail.
Okay.
I haven't gotten anything, so.
Me too.
Okay.
So let me.
What I'm doing right now is I'm going ahead and making these modifications to the agenda, and I'm putting all of your names in my email, and I'm just about to send you the agenda as amended. So why don't we just hold on a second? You guys should have that within minutes.
Okay. I mean, I personally, don't need to see it in order to say it's fine, but, you know, just for, like, hey, we're not getting our emails, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can make a motion to approve this agenda without actually getting it in my inbox, personally.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It is literally on the way as we speak.
Tracy, did you send it to the NFC mailing list?
I'm sorry?
Did you send it to the NFC mailing list?
No. You know what? I'm being an idiot, and I'm typing in all of your email addresses, and I don't know why. Sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
You're correct. Okay. That will speed things up. So National Finance Committee at yahoogroups.com, commended agenda, here it is.
Okay, but conversely, Tracy, I mean, we're not receiving your email or the one you sent out last night, you know.
Well, I got it from KPFTX.
I did also.
Wow. Okay. Well.
So I don't know. We can check on that.
Yeah.
With John and make sure that everyone's on that list or how that works. Okay. So is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I already made a motion.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Has the amendment
okay.
been approved?
All right.
Items 4 and 5.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Has the amendment to swap items 4 and 5 been approved? We should approve that, then approve the whole thing.
Yes, it has. We did all three amendments at once. We changed April 10th to May 10th in item 2. We swapped item 4 and 5, and we got rid of item 6, which turned item 7 into item 6. And the agenda that I just sent is the amended, is the agenda with all of those amendments that we just approved.
Okay, it's in the mailing list now.
Okay.
I received that.
Okay, everybody good? Okay, well then we're going to move on to see if we can approve our May 10th minutes. Those were sent out on the listserv, I believe, yesterday. Is there a motion to approve the May 10th minutes?
Move to approve the May 10th minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to doing so? Okay. Then the May 10th minutes are hereby approved. Okay. That brings us back to, I guess, what we'll call action items or a check-in on last week's sort of unresolved items or semi-resolved items. The first was the treasurer's meeting that was going to be scheduled before the end of May to focus specifically on the report writer issues, especially in Berkeley and in Washington, D.C. So I guess I'll go to LaVarn for an update on that. Has a meeting been scheduled?
I'm not sure if I actually had found that on my calendar or on the meeting minutes, but that can be done. We'll make sure it's done. The treasurer's on the report writer. Okay. That was the one we were going to go with the business managers and then invite the treasurers. Was that the meeting?
Right. It was.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have called it a business managers meeting.
Yeah.
That was my mistake.
That will be scheduled.
Okay. Good.
Thank you for reminding.
That's why we did the check-ins.
That's right.
Okay, and the second sort of, what's the word, hanging chad that I guess we had was regarding the BAI LSB. We had discussed the motion that our Paul was concerned about regarding the configuration of the finance committee over there, and of course, that's not really up to us, but we had sort of kibitzed a bit in terms of what we thought about it. So I guess I'm just going to ask our Paul for an update. Did you guys vote on that motion? What happened? Where does it stand now?
It was tabled.
Oh, okay. Those were easy check-ins. Okay, so I think that brings us to item 4. We might have a nice, easy meeting tonight, which is a WBAI 6-month review of sort of income and expenses, how WBAI is doing, and how that relates to the budget that you're working under. So, our Paul, whatever way you want to do that.
Okay. Pardon me. All right. Where is it? There it is. Okay. WBAI is basically bottom line of things is we're doing better. We're not spectacular. What I want to do is look at large numbers and just say what the large numbers tend to be. And I'm going to be skipping between electronics and paper here a little bit, so bear with me because sometimes I may even have to switch my reading glasses here. All right. The basic bottom line on the spreadsheet of what's the name of the damn spreadsheet? It's 11 1103_octumar_fy2011final.xls. Let me put in a pitch here for never using spaces in file names, because they have to be escaped, and that can be a problem. But I'm using that particular spreadsheet. And if you go down to the bottom at line 198, surplus deficit, we're in the red, but we're...
Point of information, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can you please restate the name of the file you're working with right now?
Okay, yes. 1103_OCT2MAR_FY2011final.xls.
Okay, where are we going to find this file?
This was sent to us. We were looking at it at the April 26th meeting, at the April 26th NFC meeting.
I understand. Is it in the Yahoo group?
Let me go look in there fast. It was... Do you save your... Okay, let me see in here. And... Okay, this was sent by LaVarn on April 25th at 11:42 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, let me look at it in my email.
Okay, so it's in the email. It's the subject is March year-to-date final reports, LaVarn Williams.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay. And going back to here. Okay. Our
okay.
Line...
This is Kim. 1103 CFO report.docx. Is that it? No.
No, it's
1103_October_to_March.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's the income statement we've been using for this thing. And get back to here. Okay. If you look at that, you will see that although we are in the red still, our actual in the red is $124,790. We had budgeted to be in the red $246,000 at this point. So even though we're in the red, we're $122,000 better than we had estimated we would be at the halfway point of FY11. So that's the big bottom line of this particular thing. Okay. And going to the detail.
Point of information.
Yeah.
So what line?
198.
And what column?
Okay, the column.
No,
the
can't
column
be
will be Q, R, and S.
Okay. I see.
Yeah. And
198 is printing. I don't think it's 198.
Huh?
What's the title of the line?
Surplus/.
Okay, great. And it's QR and S, which is 211 actual and budget 2011, right? Fiscal year 2011, year to date, actual and budget.
No, the title. Okay, let me.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I was not looking at the KPFA. I got it. You're
right.
WBAI. 198. Right. I got it.
Okay.
QR and S. But that is still fiscal year 2011, year to date, actual and budget. And you got. And you're only minus 124 instead of minus 246.
Let me see what you're exactly looking at here. I have broken out the sheet so I don't have to bop so much through it. So let me see. That's still 198 in the original spreadsheet. So.
Yes, it is 198.
Okay, good. Okay, we're okay. Let me dump that.
Okay, thank you.
This is just, I break out the sheet for ease of bopping back and forth with this stuff, and because we want to be detailed, but we don't want to, you know, write out 25 pages of stuff. Okay, going back. So there's the bottom line. We are in the red, but we're significantly less in the red than we thought we would be. That's good. Line 43, listener support. is doing better than budget by a substantial amount. And we're $38,601 better than budget so far for Lista support. And, you know, that's better than some other years I could cite where we were, that was seriously in the red. The fulfillment rate is higher than it has been in the past, and it continues to climb. We're also making the most of our, we're making most of our goals, and the fall-thon for WBAI did fall short. That was partly made up for by an extra-thon in December. And as of, this is a little bit past, this is, you know, a few weeks past March 31st, but as of late April, the total fulfillment rate at WBAI for FY11 is, hard to read without, okay, pardon me a second, I have to grab this, I want to get it right, 76.9%. By comparison, the entire FY10 was 70.8, and all of FY09 was 68.9. So the fulfillment rate getting better is a significant part of why we're doing better in terms of the whole bottom line here for listener support and everything else. The other thing is that we are actually getting the premiums out, and people are noticing it. When you're answering the phones here and there, you get somebody saying, hey, you know, I actually got my premium. Thanks a lot. You know, I mean, which is good because if for those who don't know, WBAI in FY08, FY09, without getting into too much detail, there were between 5,000 and 6,000 premiums that were not sent out. This doesn't endear you to the people you're begging money from. So the fact that we're sending out the premiums now and catching up with a lot of those old premiums is really making an impression, and it's a good impression. So that's also a part of why listener support is better at this point. Okay, line 55. Grants, income, the CPB money, basically. When the FY11, this is less. This is less than budget by what it says here, 94 grand. Now, what's happening here is I'm told that when the FY11 budget was being made up, WBAI management didn't have the details of the CPB grant for FY11. And they estimated that we'd get more than we're going to get. So that's reflected there. They had estimated we were going to get 319 grand from CPB, and we're not. So that's what's happened there. So that's a little bit of a downer. On the other hand, line 46, major donor income is higher by 21.5 grand, and that's a good thing. It helps bottom line. Lines 50, 51, and 52. That's community events income, community events income restricted, and crafts fair income. These all get conflated, and it's part of why I want to see the FY12 budget template have a specific line for Saturday morning ticket sales. Crafts fair income, since we don't have one, was supposed to be the Saturday morning ticket sales, which is a special thing. We have somebody who's well-connected to the theater community in New York City, and he knows everybody on Broadway, and he has people will give him tickets, and he comes on the air, and, you know, people call up. He has his own little thon every Saturday morning, and people call up, and they get tickets for much less than they could otherwise get them for. So this has been going on since 1985. And so the thing is here, we have various different things. At some point here, it looks as if we're $93,000 in the red on that. And the reason for that is because the income is being put elsewhere in that community events something or other. Because, as I said, these three lines seem to be getting conflated, which I think would not happen if we had a line that said Saturday morning ticket sales. So I am told that this is that we are not 93,000 in the red on this, that it is, in fact, making money. And it's a little, it seems to be a bit off. How off it is, I don't know, because the, although the other, community events that we've had some community events, although some of the community events have made some money, I think they haven't made as much money. So they're contributing to whatever the red ink is in that particular part, but how to tease all of this out in detail is a problem because the community events that are like, they put on a show, they put on a couple of shows and stuff like that, and there's a book fair. Those things are one means of getting income, and the Saturday morning ticket sales are a regular, very trackable means of getting income, and it would be good if we could really track that accurately. So right now, I am not sure how any of these things are doing. When you conflate them all together, they seem to be a little bit in the red. Exactly how much and which one is how much in the red, I don't know. Okay. One second. Pardon me while I cough a little bit. All right. Okay. Line 57.
Question.
A question.
Where would the other part of that show up? The actual revenue part of it show up, or is it on this form at all?
Okay. So exactly, which is your question?
Yeah, the Saturday morning ticket sales.
Yeah.
You're showing the 93,000. You're saying that it's conflated someplace else or something?
Yes. Lines 50, 51, and 52 are mixed. You'll see, pardon me again. Line 52 says crafts fair income. It's supposed to be
right.
Saturday morning ticket sales. And you'll see that it says budgeted 93, actual zero.
Uh-huh.
Actual is not zero. Actual
okay.
is something substantially larger. You then look at the other two items, and you'll see that one of the community events has over 80 grand in it. Well, clearly what's happened is that the Saturday morning ticket sales has gotten dumped into that.
Okay.
Is it also mixed with other community stuff? I don't know yet. We're trying to find that out. And since we also have community events income on line 50, it appears that those three lines get kind of mixed together. And so rendering the exact detail of what's making what can't do it off what we're seeing so far.
It's a coding problem.
Right, right. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Next is line 57, grants income. And this has been a piece of controversy. And so anyway, zero budgeted and total for the first half is 21,535. So WBAI is getting grants. I think around 15,000 of that is from a particular individual through a foundation. And the other 6.5 is, I guess, means it's from other grants. People are looking for grants for the station. Okay, line 60 is total revenue. And at the halfway point, we are better by 31,581. And that's certainly not, you know, a giant amount, but in the past, at the halfway point, that has been serious red ink right there. So being in the black at all is good. And 31.5, you know, considering comparisons to to previous years, it's better. So, and you know, it's very good to see WBAI coming up to that, a total revenue being better than we had thought it was going to be. All right. What I want to do is go through some larger ticket things here. I don't want to, you know, go into three-figure items or anything. Line 65. Line 65 is gross salaries, and the numbers are big. It's over $500,000, but we're only over by about a little over $2,000. So that is not anything gigantic in there. There had been a projected cut in some staff. However, since we're running Al Jazeera, it requires that people be there to edit this thing and get it all prepared. And also, management says there have been vacation things, and I think they hadn't totally counted in how much vacation time people had, and they have to pay other people to fill in. So that's why you're getting just, you know, it's not that much. It's a bit over. If you look at total salaries, you'll see on line 72 is over by $25,500. And if you look above it, you will see that the bulk of that is health benefits. And I believe that we did not estimate the health benefits cost quite right, and so it's over substantially by $25,500. So that is, and that and some taxes is why the total salaries and related on line 72 is up above where it would be nice for it to be. Next, we want to look at line 137, rent expense tower. Now, this is the Empire State Building, and the Empire State Building expense is the largest of the rental expenses. And what's happened here is we're $15,136 over on that particular thing. And that's because what they do is what they do is the people at Empire don't just rent us space. There are other things. For instance, all of our electricity that is used to power our transmitter and stuff up there, we also pay for that through the building. What happens is the Con Edison mains come into the Empire State Building, and then the Empire State Building puts an extra meter on you, and you pay them an extra cut for how much electricity you use. So Empire isn't just renting space, it's also selling electricity. It's a reseller. So what happens is that they charge us for that, and that changes on a month-by-month basis. There are little extras that come up in the rent all the time, and so the rent is never precisely precisely the same as the next month. I mean, from month to month, it's not exactly the same. So it's, you know, it's a little bit off. Part of that is that the part of that is that the Empire charges you a late fee. Luckily, it turns out they do not charge interest. So on those, so basically, it's it doesn't cost us a whole lot extra to be 2 months behind in a rent than it would if we were 1 month behind in a rent. So that's part of what's going on there. We have, besides the little extras that get thrown in and the big extra of the utilities, you also have some late fees and stuff like that. And so as a result, we are $15,000 over budget in terms of tower expense. And so we then come to our rent at the 120 Wall Street. We're for the first half, we are not far over that. It's line 113, not line 113. And we're less than $1,000 over on that, which is very good for, you know, what we're doing. Again, there are little extra things, and plus they also sell us electricity. That's utilities office, and that's line 115. And we're actually doing a little bit better there. I think we've been turning off the lights more or something. Now, in terms of, I'm also glad to report that WBAI has been in arrears.
You said line 150?
113. Well, I was just talking about line 113 and 115, 115.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. And between them, I got to talk about that one.
Ron Paul,
regarding the
information.
Rent, could
a point of information, it shows that 113 is 86.53 over. 113 and 114 is 10,000 over.
Oh, I got those over. Okay.
So we're 18,000 over on the.
We are $8,000 over. That is going to be.
But I'm also seeing 10,000 over. Oh, that's a lease equipment.
That's okay. A different thing. I'm getting to that.
All right. Yeah, it's 8,600 over.
I'm sorry. I yeah.
Okay.
Line went.
We all lie
over. I
went to
the wrong
bit.
Thing. I'm going back and forth a lot.
Okay.
And I hesitate to slow down. Anyway, yes, I'm sorry. That's over by 8,000, not – okay. Yes, those are primarily late fees, and we're – I have to say we have been significantly behind in the past, you know, to the point of getting notices. And at this point, the only rent we owe is for this month, for May. And for folks to get a little historic thing here, since I know there are some people who are screaming about BAI is behind in its bills. For those folks, let me say that I've been at BAI for 29 and a half years, and at no time has WBAI ever not been behind in its bills, in my experience. BAI is always, you know, promising the creditors, we'll pay you soon, and, you know, maybe not always doing that. So we are behind, but we are not amazingly behind. Again, right now, as of May 24th, the only thing we're behind on with the rent in terms of 120 Wall Street is 1 month. We're 1 month behind at 120 Wall. So there we are.
Point of information, Paul, if you know, what is the late fee on the rent and what is the late fee on the tower?
Oh, gosh, let me look and see if I have that right here. I have that, but I don't have it right in front of me. Can I get back to you on that? Because
if
I have to look that up, I've got spreadsheets and stuff in front of me here, but I don't happen to have that right here.
I understand, but don't you know what it is approximately?
It depends on the it depends on how long you're late for. Basically, it's hundreds, but it gets into thousands because you're always, you know, it builds up. It's not as if they charge you once and never charge you again. If you're chronically late, you're always late, and so every month you're building up more and more. And it gets into thousands. And so that's a part of why we have that line is $8,000 over.
Okay, that's enough of an answer for me.
Yeah, I can get you the exact figures, but
that's okay.
It would take time.
No, that's all right. Thank you.
And I know I'm taking a lot of time. All right. The other item sandwiched in here, line 114, line 114, that's rent and lease of equipment, is worse by $10,285. And the major thing in here is the copier. We have, as of previous management, we have a new copier machine, which does work significantly better. However, apparently, management tells me we are being charged for individual copies. And so that's quite a significant thing. let me say here, one of the things that relates to this is there is no code on this particular copying machine.
Oh.
Our previous copy machine had a code on it, which doesn't mean much because everybody knew the code. And I have seen in the past that you'll show up at some point, especially after a weekend, and there's no paper, there's no toner, and here and there you will find various groups that are not within the Pacifica Foundation, some flyers, leaflets, newsletters, screeds, and basically people knew about this, came in, and were, printing up giant amounts of stuff on BAI's machinery. Management, I am told, at this point has taken to hiding the paper now to try and cut that down. I hope that works. So that's part of why rent and lease of equipment is over by 10 grand. On line 148, subscription supplies is 6,619 worse than budget. That's almost twice what was budgeted. And that's up because we're processing more premiums and mailing so much more stuff that we need the envelopes and all that other junk that goes with it. So the line 148 being over is really sort of an indicator that we're kind of healthier because we are putting out so very, very much more stuff. And
good thing.
That it's really a good thing. Although it is an expense, it is in fact a good thing for the station. And okay. And well, basically. Okay, well, I've been doing this for half an hour, so let me say there's half an hour's worth of that. The bottom line is we are doing better. We're in the red, but we're not nearly as in the red as we had estimated we were going to be. Let me tell you about the current thon that's going on at this very moment. Right now, the current thon is one other thing. Days spent pitching for the first half. Spent pitching is 60.
Okay.
Which is, I think, a bit better than we've done in some of the times past. We have, a couple of years ago, we in fact spent, when we did a September thon, we spent over 115 days 1 year. And in the next year, we spent 98 days pitching. So 60 for the first half is not an unusual large or bad number for days pitched by WBAI. Currently, right now, we're in a thon, and our goal is $850,000. As of 8 o'clock this morning, we had pledged $658,357, and we're averaging, as of now, just short of 30 grand a day, which is a significant improvement over what we had been doing previously. We had gotten down to the low 20s at some point. By comparison, in one particular year there, we had been, I think it was 21 or 22, somewhere in there. So by the fact that we're making 8 or 9 grand more per day is a good thing. And I guess that's a report for now.
That's great. Thank you, Paul. Alex, do you have anything to add?
Not really. We had today, I could just give you an update on the fund drive. Today was a low day because we had a special Bob Dylan programming all day, and it's unfortunately not bringing in as much money as we had hoped, but I still, we still seem to be on the whole doing well on this fund drive.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay, we can have a brief question and answer session if there's any need. Does anyone have any questions for Al, Paul, Alex, the New York contingent?
Yeah, Jim.
Ken.
Okay, anybody else for the stack? Okay, Jim.
Okay, on the increase in donations, you said that you thought that getting the premiums out was a reason for the listener donations coming in higher. Do you know of any other reasons why that may have been higher? And my other question deals with major donors. Did you do anything special to increase major donor that increase?
Okay, in terms of the donations increase, any other reasons? I think my impression is premiums are the primary thing, and I think maybe things are a bit better organized to some degree than they had been in the past.
So your credibility is up more?
Oh, absolutely, for setting out those premiums, because remember, it isn't like one fawn we forgot to send out premiums. When you haven't sent out 5,000 or 6,000 premiums, that's more than a year's solid worth of sending nothing. So somebody who's been pledging over the years, like the long-term people, the core people, and they've pledged, and now they pledge, they get nothing. They say, well, they screwed up. They do that a couple of more times, and they get nothing. They say, we're spending hundreds of dollars, we got nothing. Next time you ask them, they're going to say, well, you know, I don't feel good about sending them this money now. And this is what we surmised, and this is also what the people are telling us. We're now saying, thank you for finally sending me a premium. Part of what's happening is some of the premiums you can't get anymore. They're obsolete or whatever. And so people are calling up these folks and saying, look, we're sorry, we apologize. We can send you something or other. And if we have the premium, we'll send it right out right now. And in some cases we say, well, we don't have that premium anymore, but we'll give you something else. What would you like? And we send them some current premium that we do have. And, you know, and I think here and there they might be, I'm not sure of this, but they might be getting a little something extra, you know, in their stocking with that. So, the premium stuff is very, very important for this. At least that's what we think, and we are hearing that from people who are pledging once again who had stopped.
That's good.
Major donors. Yes, the general manager is looking for major donors, and they're talking to people, and people are talking to people, so they are attempting to get more major donors for the radio station, and they've succeeded in the first half.
Do you have a formal process for approaching major donors?
A formal process? I don't
like
know
sending out some talent along with an LSB member, or talent along with a management, something of that sort?
All right, management is, a lot of it is management talking to people management knows. There are some other folks connected to WBAI, not necessarily producers or anything, who know some folks, and they are being, they're being helpful and talking to their friends. And that's the way I believe it's being done at this point in time. There have been some proposals about taking some well-known producers and bringing them to an event and meet and greet and that kind of stuff. And I don't know if we've done that yet. There was one that was in the it was in the hopper. It was a proposal. Off the top of my head, I'm not remembering if we did that yet or if that's still in the future.
R. Paul LaVarne.
LaVarne.
In the past, what you guys did was to do the event like Amy does, invite for a certain pledge amount individuals to have dinner with some of your programmers. And I think you guys have some more things kind of, or you're trying to set that up also again in your fund drive. So
yep,
that kind of works. So, and the other thing you just want to add is that with the major donors, I think, you know, in talking with the general manager and with the program director, that, you know, with the different message coming over the air at BAI, the people who used to give, donate, they are coming back. So I think some of that's what's happening also.
Good.
All right. I think Ken was next on the stack.
Yes. R. Paul Martin, right. Oh, okay. Here we go. On that, the thing, so you're doing a repair of past premiums that weren't delivered. You're sending them out, if possible, with an apology note, or you're calling them and offering them a better premium currently. So you're doing a repair of our upset field.
Yes.
Okay. The other thing about it is, are you now still waiting till you bank the money before you send the premium? Whether, like, in other words, if the donation is with a credit card, you'll send the premium. But if it's going to be a check, you wait till the check comes in and clear before you send the premium. Or are you sending the premium on the pledge?
If it's credit card, it goes right away because we get the money right away. If you're going to be billed for it, we do wait till we get the money and we tell them, you know, it could take some number of weeks to get it.
So then that would include someone who's paying by check or anything like that?
Yes, check.
So you wait till you get it, then you order it, then you ship it.
Well, some things we have, I am told there are a number of things, you know, the easier things, the CDs and stuff like that, we've got there. In fact,
okay.
I've seen the general manager making the CDs some nights. So some stuff we've got on hand, and that actually doesn't take weeks. That goes out in days. Other stuff will take a little while.
Okay, thanks. And one last question is on the copier. And you're there. It seems like you're spending a lot of time on site.
Not a lot, no.
And the question is, if you know, is the copier there for like a five-year contract or a two-year contract?
I do not know the length of the contract.
You do not know. And B, this is going to sound like naive, but, I think there's more and more transactions are now done electronically. And there should be a lowered requirement for paper, unless the copier is being used as a printing press for flyers or something like that. Do you know, like, the general usage of a copier?
Well, there's, you know, it's general office stuff that goes on. When I have a finance committee meeting, I print up spreadsheets and stuff on that thing. However, I am not there watching it, and I would not begin to say what's happening now. Well, let me say, the abuses I was talking about, much, much more in the past. The stuff that was unbelievably outrageous was more than 2 years ago, shall we say. And there's less of it now, but there's still the fact that we're getting charged per copy. And so if somebody does come in and do that, and, you know, what if somebody decides to show up with a ream of paper. You know, they can throw their paper in, and for the price of the paper, they get whatever they want to print.
Well, but you're saying, but the cost per copy is like a penny or two. I mean, you know, if I go commercially, it's 10 cents a sheet now. But
yeah, I understand that.
But you're saying it's like 1 or 2 cents. It's a usage charge.
Let me look at the exact thing that the general manager said precisely. Just says we are being charged for individual copies.
Okay.
And it's a new machine with a new contract as of previous management. Oh, I want to add one more thing. Is shared expenses, which is our new name for central services, is line 31 and is $55,000 worse. What that means is we've paid $55,142 more in central services than we had projected, which is another one of those good red ink things. So I had that in here. I just didn't put that in. But there you go. I said it now.
A question, R. Paul. You said, what line was that?
Oh, the
total shared expenses?
Shared is 31, line 31.
31.
31, yes.
Uh-huh. Which is? Represents what?
Essential services. It's
okay.
The fees we pay. I'll remind folks, for kind of a while, WBAI paid zero. WBAI has more than $1 million owed in central services fees. The fact that we are now paying and paying more than we had budgeted to pay is actually another one of those encouraging things. If you look at cell Q31, line 31, column Q, the amount of paid, the amount of central services paid by WBAI through the first half is $301,000. And, you know, that is like utterly amazing compared to what we've paid in the past number of years.
Good.
So there's we're okay. Recovering.
This is Kim. I have a question.
Okay, Kim, you're next. You can, Kim can be next on the stack. LaVarne heard you. Anybody else? Okay, Kim.
I suppose this isn't a question, but a suggestion that one thing you can look at is how many total pledges you're getting and how many new people you're getting. So you can see if your listenership is increasing, or if it's just the old folks coming back, or if, in fact, you're increasing your listenership.
Yes, we get the Memsys reports. I have them here on paper. I can try to remember what electronically do. Anyway, yes, we do have the Memsys reports, and they give us that. If people want to, I can dig in and pop some of that out, because we have them. From, let's see, I don't know, do people want me to look at the Memsys here? I have a couple of them.
Unless someone contradicts me, I'm going to say no just for the purposes of time right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just something you can check on for the future, you know, for, regarding whether, you know, what we were asking before, these new people or old people or whatever. I mean, that's one way to tell if we have, you know, new or increasing listenership.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another good way would be if we could manage to get the Arbitrons, which are in some ways frightfully evil, but in other ways are some sort of a metric that give you a bit of a clue. So we were budgeting to get Arbitron ratings in serious detail, and that never actually worked out yet. Wish we would do it.
Okay, sounds good. LaVarne, I think that you are next on the stack, and then maybe we'll be able to move on to the next signal area.
Just want to kind of like, Arpal made the point about the central services. That's the amount that's been accrued, and that shows that your revenue has increased, but we actually accrue central services even when they're not paid. That's why it shows that you owe $1.2 million or a little less than that. So you did make some central services payments this month, and you had made a smaller amount before. So it's not quite that it's been paid, but it's been accrued, and it looks good because your listener support has exceeded your budgeted amount. So we have a new spreadsheet to show central services, you know, what was owed like last year and then before then, and what's been paid this year, and that's what we're working on there, and we're going to get that out to the committee.
Okay. Yeah, this is Tracy with a comment, and I know that this has been said before, but in some ways the difference between our accrued central services and our paid central services continues to be a confusing aspect of our financial statement.